The first of many strokes of good fortune for Adolf Hitler took place 13 years before he was born. In 1876, the man who was to become his father changed his name from Alois Schickelgruber to Alois Hitler. Adolf can be believed when he said that nothing his father had done had pleased him so much as to drop the coarsely rustic name of Schickelgruber. Certainly Heil Schickelgruber would have sounded an unlikely salutation to a national hero. The Schickelgrubers had for generations been a peasant family, smallholders in the Waldviertel, a picturesque but poor, hilly, and, as the name suggests, woody area in the most northwesterly part of Lower Austria, bordering on Bohemia, whose inhabitants had something of a reputation for being dour, hard-nosed, and unwelcoming. Hitler's father, Alois, had been born there on the 7th of June, 1837, in the village of Stronis, as the illegitimate child of Maria Anna Schickelgruber, then 42 years old, and daughter of a poor smallholder, Johann Schickelgruber, and baptized as Alois Schickelgruber in nearby Dölsheim the same day. The baptismal register left a blank in the space allocated to the baby's father. The name of Hitler's paternal grandfather was not disclosed, and despite much speculation, has remained unknown ever since. 5 years later, Maria Anna married Johann Georg Hiedler, a 50-year-old miller's journeyman from Spittal, some 15 miles away. Hiedler's aimless and meandering lifestyle had brought him to Stronis, where he had for some time dwelt in the same house as Maria Anna and her father. The marriage lasted 5 years. Maria Anna died in 1847, and Hiedler's hand-to-mouth existence was ended by a stroke a decade later. No later than the time of his mother's death, and perhaps earlier, the youngster Alois was taken by Johann Georg's brother, Johann Nepomuk Hiedler, 15 years his junior, to live on Nepomuk's middling-sized farm in Spittal. The reasons for Nepomuk's effective adoption of young Alois are unclear, but to all appearances the boy was provided with a modest but good home. After going to elementary school, Alois took up an apprenticeship with a local cobbler and already at the age of 13, like many country lads, made his way to Vienna to continue his training in leatherwork. Hitler's father was the first social climber in his family. In 1855, by the time he was 18, Alois had gained employment at a modest grade with the Austrian Ministry of Finance. For a young man of his background and limited education, his advancement in the years to come was impressive. After training and passing the necessary examination, he attained low-ranking supervisory status in 1861 and a position in the customs service in 1864, becoming a customs officer in 1870, before moving the following year to Braunau am Inn and attaining the post of customs inspector there in 1875. A year later came the change of name. This had nothing to do with any social stigma attached to Alois's illegitimacy. Though castigated by the Catholic Church, illegitimacy was scarcely an unusual feature of Austrian country life. Alois did not attempt to conceal his illegitimacy, even after 1876. It is unclear whether the impulse for the change of name came from Alois himself, or from his uncle and effective stepfather, Nepomuk, who, deprived of male heirs, seems to have made a legacy to Alois dependent upon the adoption of his own name. The legalization protocol of a notary in Vitra on the 6th of June 1876, signed by 3 witnesses, recorded Alois as the son of Georg Hitler. The name is already entered here in this form, not as Hiedler.